This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. The ingredient that makes hot chilies hot is called capsaicin, and it can set your mouth on fire. But the spicy compound has a soothing effect, too. In your gut, it kicks off a chemical cascade that might calm the immune system and reduce inflammation. Researchers studied that phenomenon in mice. Once inside the gut, the capsaicin molecule is plugged into a specific receptor, spurring the release of another compound called anandamide. Anandamide happens to be an endocannabinoid, similar to the active ingredients in marijuana, and it binds to cannabinoid receptors in the gut. That last step in the cascade ramped up the production of cells that damped down inflammation in the mice, and even cured them of a mouse model of diabetes type 1, an autoimmune disease. If all this sounds a bit similar to the chemical messaging that happens in the brain, that's because it is.
The gut has a very large velar nervous system. It's almost as large as the brain itself.
Pramod Srivastava, an immunologist at UConn Health and one of the study's leaders.
We don't quite fully understand what this huge amount of neurons are doing in the gut. We don't understand its language and the molecules and mediators. And I think with this work, we can at least claim to have found a couple of words in that language.
The study's in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. So to recap that chemical chain, chilies cause the production of endocannabinoids, which produce immune suppressant cells, which soothe inflammation. So what if you cut out the chili initiator and just eat cannabinoids, pot brownies, stuff like that?
Obviously, we are very interested in people who use edible cannabinoids. And I'm extremely curious if people with colitis, for example, or Crohn's disease or things of that sort, who are edible pot users, for example, do they benefit from it? I have no idea. But something that we can now find out because the sizable numbers of people consuming those edibles.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.